The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Setting the bar. This is where we give you a story. You just try not to do it. And you can look back on this moment and say, you know what? I didn't do that. Thumbs up for me.
Thumbs up.
Okay, so Kelly, I'm going to need to ask for your help with this setting the bar story, okay?
Uh-huh.
We need to have you translate for our British-speaking friends because we are going to jolly old England for this one.
Oh, pip, pip, cheerio.
All right, there you go. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, installing an electric fence, not on your property to keep cows out.
Uh-huh.
But inside your bar to ensure social distancing, you're doing okay.
That's aggressive. Wow.
So the Star Inn there in Cornwall.
Cornwall?
Yes, Cornwall. Sorry.
Cornwall,
thank you.
Yes.
Right.
In England.
Okay. It's Cornwall. Right. Yeah, they took the extra step of ensuring that people were being socially distant by installing an electric fence running along the front of its bar.
I'll translate. Landlord Johnny McFadden, who is also a farmer, says it's there for social distancing. He says that now it's usually turned off.
Okay.
But it can be turned on.
And you don't know when it is going to be turned on until
That's
you
right.
accidentally bump up against it.
Joel is a barman at the pub and said we put it up as a bit of a novelty, really, because the landlord loves his farming. It's a way of keeping people away from the bar. It's just a deterrent. Hopefully the sight of it will keep people away. That's how it works with cattle, too. Animals see it, often don't want to test it.
And
let's hope it's the same with our customers.
Humans, I've heard, know how to read signs.
Yeah, there are a couple of people that got real drunk, though, and said they were electrocuted. So they just got to be careful.
So we don't know necessarily if he has it turned on
right.
some of the time,
yeah.
all the time, or none of the time.
But they better be careful. They might want to sign some waivers or something to protect themselves.
Well, this is in England, so we don't have to worry about necessarily that here.
Oh, they're not
tomorrow.
Too happy over there?
But
uh-huh.
this could be an idea
yeah.
for a local bar here to do something similar.
All right.
So anyways.
That's great.
Side of the bar. Small example of what not to do. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without installing an electric fence inside your bar to help promote social distancing.
They literally have a little sign hanging from a warning, electric fence.
I mean, is this a setting the bar or is it a feel good that they're protecting everyone and they're keeping everybody socially distanced from one another?
That's too aggressive for my taste.
Okay. That's setting the bar from jolly old England.
Beep, beep, cheerio.
On 99.7 DJX.
Bloody ass.